Here's a thought I'll title Choosing Your Preferred Medium. And I have to admit, it's a thought I never thought I would have or need to think about or would pop up in my future, at least not when I started photography back in the 1970s. But it's become a huge deal here in the new millennium. And I can illustrate it this way. Let's say you want to read a book. Do you go to the library or the bookstore, get the book, and consume the miles of text across the physical pages? Yeah, a lot of us do. Or do you download the Kindle book or the e-publication onto your tablet or e-reader and consume the miles of text across the screen? It's the same miles of text. It's exactly the same content. But the medium of delivery is obviously radically different. What about a live symphony performance or a recording? What about physical prints or, for example, a PDF? I'm in that generation where I can remember when a lot of this new media was introduced. And the question about which medium we might produce or which medium we might use to consume, maybe a novel or whatever, would be about the fidelity of the experience. Because the original was always better than the media that was not the native media. So a book or a poster was never quite as good as an original print. Hearing a record was never quite as good as watching the live performance. And there were lots of reasons why reading a physical book was more fun than reading on an electronic device. So fidelity of the experience was the primary motivation about which medium we might choose. But I'm not sure that's true anymore. I've talked about how commercial offset printing has improved so dramatically over the years that now there's not much difference, if any, between what we see in a book or a poster and the original gelatin silver, or as far as that goes, platinum, palladium, or gum bichromate print. Visually, they look pretty much identical. So there's not a fidelity issue that helps us determine which medium we want to use to produce or consume anymore. And again, to illustrate the point, I have countless images in my mental gallery that I can pull up at will. Images that I love, images that have been influential, photographers that I think are fantastic. And I can't remember anymore, if I ever could, the medium in which I first saw them. Did I see them as an original print, a book, a poster, on my laptop, on my big computer monitor, on my phone? I don't know. I can't remember. I just remember the image and the content and how that image made such an impact on me to the point where I remember it now, years, decades later. It seems as if the medium has become a matter of personal preference and choice, and I might be in a very unique position to explore this idea because of what we do publishing lens work. For over 20 years now, we've published a paper version of lens work and a digital version, actually two digital versions, the tablet edition and the computer edition. And individuals have to subscribe to one or the other, and some do both. But it's fascinating to look at those numbers. When I compare the print subscribers to the digital subscribers, what I find is there's an overlap of about a third of our audience. That's it. And that means that two-thirds of the audience for print wants only print, and they're not interested in the digital versions at all. Likewise, two-thirds of the people who are members of Lenswork Online and get all of our digital editions, two-thirds of them, are not subscribers to the print edition. It's as though the world has bifurcated between traditional print, whether that's original prints or reproduced prints. They want physical things as compared to an audience of equal size that wants just the digital things, because I hear people saying, well, I just don't have any more room on my bookshelf because I have 174 issues of Lenswork and there just isn't room for any more. I hear both. And of course, there would have been no way we could have predicted that when we started Lenswork in 1992. There's no way we could have predicted that in 2005 when we were publishing the Lenswork Extended Edition on discs and mailing them out. That still involved physical things and envelopes and postage and etc., but people preferred to consume the content on their computer or on their laptop. And who would have ever guessed? The point I'm trying to make here is less about how we consume content than it is about how we produce content. If Lenswork numbers are any indication, and I don't know that they are, it's not like I've done a big survey about this and can state with any sense of authority that my numbers are industry-wide numbers, but just in case, what I can say is that if you only produce something in print, you're missing a very sizable audience who doesn't want to consume in print and much prefers a digital presentation of some kind, and of course, vice versa. If you only produce digital media like PDFs or websites or Instagram or something, you're missing a huge audience that only wants to consume photography in physical form, be it books or posters or handmade folios or handmade chapbooks. That's how they want to consume photography. And although those two sets of people do overlap, and they're media agnostic, I suppose, or at least comfortable with digital media or print media, there's also evidence now, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that there are some people who are stubbornly print-only consumers and another group who are stubbornly only digital media consumers. And if, as producers, we ignore either group, we've lost a significant number of people who might be interested in consuming our content if it was available in their preferred medium. So I guess this boils down to a real simple question. Which is more important to you? Your love of process and medium and audience be damned? Or are you interested in sharing your work, in which case audience is important, and that might give us incentive to think of more than one medium of presentation?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.